On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average eking out a small gain in early trading on Wall Street. Right now, it's up by about 6 points. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. Yes.
Yes, your voice has left. The voice has left the building.
Well, I'm here. It's currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have rain likely today with our highs of 64. Tonight calls for a low of 57 and showers tonight with 62. Excuse me. Tomorrow 62. Tuesday night's low of 45. Wednesday calls for a high of 62. And this just looking at the forecast here from the National Weather Service. Rain, it's like 100% tomorrow. Tuesday's 90%. Wednesday's 80%. And, Bob, should we do anything about the lake levels or what's happening with any of the waterways?
Well, the lake is inching up. We are now at 36 feet from the top. It's coming up not quite a half foot per day, so that's good news. A lot of people had a lot of consternation because they dropped the lake almost 50 feet, and they thought, oh, what are you doing? Well, they want that buffer there for the incoming rain.
Well, there's a lot of stuff they're dumping out there.
Plenty, and there's, well, the river's down quite a bit. I had the releases up just a few minutes ago, but they're letting everybody dry out downstream. But it's a balancing act.
Okay. Weather brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane. That's right. Weather's always, we have always to love on our sponsors because, you know, without our love of our sponsors, we wouldn't be here. You know, we have, just like anything else, you've got...
We need some more love out there. We always need more love, though.
Right. With our local radio station here, where we really like to love on our community, we've got a lot of stuff we're covering today. But thank you to Shasta Gas Propane, where they sponsor our weather here at the when we do the live reads on the morning show. A locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. I have heard the best stories about this company, by the way, Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, Chuck and
Jim. They will go to out-of-the-way places to make sure their customers are taken care of, you know. And when we have the snows, I did hear some testimonials that were pretty amazing. But 365-3793. Now, what do you have on your plate?
And today
you wanna, and you want to know the five things to know on Monday. One of them is?
Well, wait a minute. Well, today is the
first day of spring.
Yay. Did you feel spring-like today there, Bad Bob?
Sort of. You know, the equinox is always
the
a
fact that you're wearing that garland of flowers around your head kind of told me something right there. I thought maybe you were at one of those
pulling the Hawaiians up to the front of the closet.
You know what? I pulled all those out.
Tuxedo.
We'll be ironing those this week to get ready for next week. But yeah, today's the first day of spring. Okay, what else? What are the other five things? I have several here that I think people need to know. But you're on a roll here.
Well, no, I'm just asking you. We always try to do this every day if we can. The five things you need to know on this Monday, of course, starts off the first one is FBI's Comey heads to the Hill.
There he comes. Now, here's the big things. Is they think he's going to say that Trump was not wiretapped. That could be the first thing that could be said. The second thing is that there is no collusion between the Trump presidency and when he was running for president and the Russians.
Russia None. To influence last year's right. election by hacking Democratic officials close to nominee.
He could say that, but he's going to also say there was no collusion between the Russians and Trump. The other thing he could say is that the Obama administration did take out a FISA order to go in after Trump supporters or Trump people that work for Trump. He could say that. So there's that one's floating around. Democrats don't want to hear that. What they want to hear is that there was no evidence that Obama tapped Trump. And they don't really want to hear, but it's going to come out that there was no collusion. So this is going to be a kind of draw on that one. But what about the FISA? I mean, we'll see today what he says.
All right. And, of course, we said today's the first day of spring. The Tropic of Cancer marks the vernal equinox. The official time, if you wanted your kazoo moment, it was 6:28 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that Eastern or Pacific?
Eastern time.
Oh, so at 4:30, when Elk Killer got me up, or 3:30,
there's been a shift.
I've been getting up every morning at 3:30 for about the last 4 days. So it's, but I haven't been going back to bed. Today I did.
And all the snowstorms and everything. Right. Okay, Democrats are set to grill Gorsuch as hearing begins.
Neil Gorsuch going in. This is his first day for his questioning by the Congress or by the Senate on the Supreme, or I guess it's Congress. For the Supreme Court. Now, Neil Gorsuch, even opponents say this guy's brilliant. Guy's a great guy. There's nothing tainting this man. The thing about it is, and here's the other thing: Scalia passed away suddenly, as everybody knows, and there's still 4-4. People look at this, and I think even the Democrats do. That in their they're not going to say it because they're just upset. But they know that this is kind of a Scalia replacement. This, is going to start the wind-up for the next one. Because somewhere in the next 4 years, you're going to lose another Supreme Court justice, maybe two. Imagine that. And if that happens, then Trump's going to nominate another conservative. And when that happens, there is the battle, and you hope that the Senate is still being held by the Republicans. And the House, because if it isn't, it could be a battle like you've never seen before to get the next Supreme Court justice in. This one's going to go in. There's nothing they can do to keep Gorsuch from it. And he's a good man. He is a great legal mind. He is ready for this.
All right. The next one, UN report, Norway is the happiest country on earth.
I knew that. If you run into a Norwegian, all they do and they're smiling. That. They smile all the time.
Let's see. The United Nations report was out on Monday. It helps the Scandinavian nation of 5 million has oil wealth. The boost of the year, the per-person annual income as measured by economic output to more than 100,000, nearly double that of the United States, which ranked 14th. It also helps that it has a low unemployment rate slightly below the U.S., 4.7%, and low income inequality. The gap between the richest and poorest citizens is one-third as large as in the U.S.
Well, the country is 4,000 people and 5,000 seals. So, I mean, how do you even count that? You got to remember Norway. These are the guys who used to come to England and kill priests and take off women, and take them back with them. I mean, you've got to remember this. These are Vikings. Of course they're happy. I come here. I come to your country. I want your woman. I want your gold. I go back to my home and I have seals.
Well, those are the things that are there. It's also in this. There's also a property rights case that's happening. It's reached all the way to the Supreme Court, and it's a family that owns a Minnesota-Wisconsin border home and then cabins, and they are on a lake. And so they're saying this is, you know, as their parents had homesteaded, you know, they're trying to divide things up. You know, people will do the property lines and change things. So they've brought it all the way up to the Supreme Court to hear this case. It's been closely watched. It's the Murr family. And in this, it's about, the cottages her parents built on the St. Croix River has been the glue that has kept their descendants close, and how her parents would have staged the same legal fight their children have undertaken.
Well, so, what are they fighting about?
That they deserve the rights to those cabins.
Oh, are they saying, or something saying that they don't?
Well, when the court hears its oral arguments in their case of whether a cottage and extra lot they own on the Minnesota-Wisconsin border should be considered two separate parcels. So they're fighting about
because one's on one side and one's on the other.
Right. The high court decision could determine whether the Murr family will be able to improve and keep the cottage their late parents built in the 60s and is being watched closely by both property rights advocates and government. So,
oh, see, the government's trying to tell them they can't do that.
Right.
But property rights are saying, wait a minute, this is ours. We've had this.
Well, it makes me think about...
Let's hope it goes for the people.
Now, Bob, you were here for a long time. All those people that used to own the lake homes here on Shasta Lake. What happened there? That was something that just was taken away from these families.
Well, a lot of the private lots are still being negotiated, but the big thing was that the Turntable Bay marina that had been there for many, many years, that was a big, long brouhaha between the Forest Service, and finally the Forest Service edged them out. Yeah, there are some lots along Shasta Lake, and I don't remember all the details, that the government said, you know what, you've never really proven you own this. We own it. Goodbye.
Right.
Well, okay.
Right.
Time for a break.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? After Friday night, you know, I want to talk about that. I got up extremely early.
3:30. Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. For turkey hunting, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But you, again, your voice was fine Friday night. It went away again Saturday, and then yesterday you were singing with you're so professional. How can you sing without a voice? But you did, and it was great. Three notes out of the whole 2.5 hours. Three notes where you opened your mouth and nothing came out for like. And then it started again.
It wasn't a Broadway show. I wouldn't have made it.
You have been.
You just have to learn how to sing in different parts of your voice.
If it wasn't for our Sleep Number bet, and I would not have made it through this weekend.
No.
I Sleep Number setting is 60. It hasn't moved. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. Moves up and down occasionally. But without that bed, we would have not made it through this weekend. Because if you hit the, you know, because you're doing things and all of a sudden it's 10 o'clock at night or 10:30 and oh my gosh. So you lay down and you go right to sleep and you get up at 3:30 with the alarm going off. And you're not going to, you know what, you sleep wonderfully. And you can see right now if you go down to the Sleep Number store how a Sleep Number mattress adjusts to you for just right comfort every night. And does your bed do that? Does it? How about the Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort? And which Linda and I both do. It's been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. And right now you can save $400 on their most popular P5 Queen mattress. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go see any of the professionals in there. They're going to let you lay down in a bed. They're going to show you how it fits to you, how you can adjust it. You're never going to find a better bed. We'll be right back after these messages and find out what's happened around town. Wild game feeds and what happens when you go turkey hunting.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work. working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
NorCal Think Pink is hosting their second annual formal fundraising event, the Pretty in Pink Prom, Saturday, March 25th at the Holiday Inn. The goal of this event is to raise funds to expand the mission to educate the public of the importance of early detection throughout the whole year and in more rural communities in the North State. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, and of course, it wouldn't be a prom without dancing to the sounds of the Uptown Band. Purchase your tickets online at prettyinpinkprom.com or call Renee at 605-6889. And we'll see you at the Pretty in Pink Prom.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Monday. First day of spring. Now that to me would be the ultimate party. Can we get KC and the Sunshine Band to come to Reading?
I'm not even sure he's still alive.
He's talked to Wendy. Yeah. Yes, he is. There's touring. They're doing a lot of casino dates and big fair dates.
And, of course, a sad moment in music with the passing of Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry passed away this week at 90 years old. One of the things we're going to talk about today.
Yes.
You know what? You know, Good Golly, Miss Molly. I mean, he started in 1957.
Maybelline
in 1957. The guy was 90 years old. And what an impact he had on the music culture of this country, of the world, Chuck Berry. And at first, this guy just kept going on and on and on. I mean, this guy was great. Chuck Berry, 90. Jimmy Breslin, writer and a reporter who talked about, you know, good guys and sports figures and criminals and all these things. Jimmy Breslin passed away at 88. Another one left. Now, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends. Okay, you know, I'm going to skip that to our next one because we're already into this. Turkey hunting this weekend. I've got to share this with my friends. All right. Now, as everybody knows, I've been looking for turkeys for the last 3 weeks. I thought about going down to one of the places that I know of, and it has several of them working there. But I decided that was just too easy. So I was out in the woods. This one first place I went to, as many know, there was nothing. There wasn't a gobble. There wasn't a putt. There wasn't a cluck.
What do you mean at the first place you went to?
The first places I went to looking for them, they just weren't there. And then I switched up to this other place, and there are turkeys.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. So went out and reconned it a couple of days, and then Saturday morning we all met at 4:30 in the
this
morning.
This is a youth hunt. So
this
you're
is a youth hunt. This isn't my hunt.
No, so you're taking a 12-year-old.
I took a 12-year-old out.
Zach, a young gentleman.
Great kid. Basketball player. Just a fine young
man. And his father went along.
Joe. Father went along, too. Good guys. I mean, and his father is just a great guy. And they have a super relationship. You know what? I mean, parents should have always should have relationships like this. I can't say enough about that. And so we went out to the place. Perry got us this place. And this I hunted last year, so I knew there were turkeys
there.
Are
you in a blind?
Well, we took a blind with us,
okay.
And we put a blind up on Saturday morning.
So you're not just out there kind of naked? Well, no, I got to give me a visual, you know?
Okay, we weren't out
you
there naked.
You skip over things that are important when it comes to the visuals.
We had all of our cami on.
Okay.
Then we took a blind out. Okay. We put the blind up underneath the tree.
Yeah, that's what I need to
and
see.
And across from where I knew the turkeys were.
Okay.
All right. Now, this was Saturday morning early. And so you wait. You just sit in there. But we're on the side of a hill. So we're on the side of a hill, so you're kind of like sliding a little bit, but not too badly. But you had to kind of lean back. Anyway, so we're waiting. I put the deeks out, maybe 18 yards away in front. I used the trailing. I used the trailing formation. Now, if you don't know what the trailing formation is, call me after the show. It always works. It always works, the trailing formation. Anyway, we're there, and we're hearing them gobbling. I'm just buck, 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 buck. And then –
that means that you're using this
nowhere.
Instrument.
Yeah, I'm using a pot call.
People can't see that.
I'm using a pot call. Yeah, I was showing you how I was doing it.
You're using your mouth,
that.
But you're
no,
really
no,
doing a thing
using,
with your hand.
I know, but I was doing it with my hands. Okay. I'm looking over to the left because that's where all the turkeys have come out from before. That's where I saw them before. And then I look back, and Joe goes, oh. And in coming from the right was a turkey. Walked right up to the decoys and stood there and looked at them. Zach brings a shotgun up. There's mesh, you know, in the window, so they can't see in. He can't get the shotgun through the mesh. Turkey senses something, turns around, and goes off the other way. That's okay. It's still early. It's 7:05 in the morning. And then I started hearing this, you know, some gobbles, but they were behind us. And I went, oh, this isn't good. They're behind us. They're in the trees behind us. And then you hear the horrible sound of a hen turkey being excitedly upset with the sounds that they make. These four, bop, 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 and you start hearing them. And then all of a sudden, a total of probably 50 or 60 turkeys in the trees behind us took off and flew away to the next field. We could see them. 60 turkeys out there. Do you think they came back? No, they didn't. They didn't come back. They just all kind of disappeared. And the other thing you have to learn, Ted Lighty taught me, is that turkeys have no clocks. They have no time. They don't care what they do. And you're sitting there all day watching them. Anyway, they didn't come back. We went back to the turkey luncheon. To the turkey luncheon. We had down at Anderson at the park.
For
everybody
the
was there. 20 kids were there. Only four turkeys have been taken because it's been raining and it was tough. And the turkeys, it was tough getting them to call back. And that's true. When they're in the rain, they don't do that. Anyway.
But
so,
still was a great experience.
So I did something I don't ever do. I just said, let's go out again tomorrow. I said to Linda, I said, look, I'll be back in time before you sing. And she says, I sing it. I sing it at 11:30. I said, I'll be back way before that. We're going out.
I'll be back.
And we went out. This time I shifted over to the other side.
3:30 in the morning.
Another time.
He
we
gets
shifted
up at
over again. Yeah. Now, there's part I don't even tell about. Is walking through this one part where I just stepped deep into like 3 feet into a mud, or a water mud. But they didn't because I stepped in it first. And then we went over and set up the next one. All right. We're in there. And now I'm hearing them. And I'm calling them. Joe's calling them. And here comes like 15 of them walking by, just out of range. And then they get a little bit closer. And then two turn toward us. Two toms turn toward us. And they trot on over. And they're right there. Zach's got a shotgun up. I said, no, wait till they separate. You can't shoot because you'll get both of them. Okay, I'm whispering on this. notice that. Shh. Wait a minute.
I'm trying to think if I should be playing violin music or banjo music at this juncture.
And so they would turn, but their heads would be right together. And they're over there by the decoys. And they're looking at them. And their heads will be, so if you shoot one, you're going to get the second one. And you can't do that. So we had to wait till they separated enough. So they kind of turned and both their heads went the opposite direction. He shoots and what happens? Clack! Misfire! Ah! So by the time we recycled, the shotgun, they had taken off, and then that was it. Never saw them again. I was home by 10 o'clock.
Well,
but the turkeys were there. Everybody had a great time. I mean, they were there. So
well, you tried.
You know what? They had a great time. Kid had a great time. Joe had a great time. You know what? And they saw him. They were there. They got to see him. They heard him coming, flying in behind us. They heard him coming in. So it was everything except shooting a turkey. So, I mean, if you look at it, it was the epitome of turkey hunting. It just wasn't turkey killing.
Well,
so maybe that's
hunting,
okay, too.
It's called
hatching.
A sport.
It's called
it's a
hunting.
Sport.
It's not called
right?
killing.
Right. Isn't there a sport when
it
you
was.
Go, when you
had
golf?
A great time.
When you golf, that is a sport. And part of the golfing, I'm sure, is walking the holes, is, you know, getting ready. There's this, the fun of getting prepared.
Does this story have a sad ending? Came up empty. It wasn't sad. Yeah, we came up empty, but it wasn't sad. The preparation, the fact everybody was there in the beautiful part of the country we were there. Yeah, there wasn't turkeys killed, but it was everything but that.
And you
they could have been. They were there. They were close. It wasn't like they didn't see anything. And there were some of the hunters out there. Unfortunately, they didn't even see anything out there.
But and you were part of this
Wild Turkey Federation,
right? But I mean, you were part of a life moment in this child or this young man and his father's life. They will then remember that one. It'll be a lifetime memory. They'll talk about this, you know, when he graduates from college, when he gets married. Remember that time we went out turkey hunting for the youth hunting, and you were part of that memory. You helped to build that really special moment, and was also a building block in this young man's life.
You know what? And the thing is that he is a good kid. He knows what he's supposed to do. He's safe. His dad's a great guy. And you know what? I met mom and the other son who wants to do it too.
Now Thursday night
we're having our own banquet for our junior hunters.
There you go,
Ted Lighty, who won a national award for his volunteer work in doing and starting this kind of program.
Yeah,
he started this program, and it's a huge success. I can't say enough about it. Or the men and the women that volunteer their time, because this takes a lot. You know how much. And I wasn't out there as much as some of the other ones were. But they're all, you know, people have got jobs and everything. This one guy flew in from Iowa who was a friend of Ted's. And Ted set him up in some good property. The guy's a turkey hunter, and his kid got a turkey too.
Well, you know, it's really important. It's all about mentoring. We talk about that a lot on the program, about what are you doing with your life. And these are meaningful things.
Yeah.
It's just a small increment in the big picture. But it still is about mentoring, taking your knowledge, your patience. These are the kind of things that you, our listeners, can do on so many levels to help. You know, we talk about our youth today, or, you know, we can have a tendency to fall into that negative pit. But this is something, again, about, you know, having a positive influence on someone's big picture of life, and that's kindness. And yeah, you're doing a sport, and it sounds weird, you know, killing the turkeys, but there is a turkey season, and there's something about
we'd be overrun by turkeys.
And gun awareness, and how to clean it, and how to take care, you know, how to
gun safety,
how to be properly.
You know how you hunt and you don't shoot two turkeys at one time. How you're careful out there. That yeah, he could have done that. He could have shot both of them at the same time because their heads were together 15 yards away. I mean, you could have done that, but you don't do that. Anyway.
We've been running over today. It's
we can tell
breaks.
Because Bob, after each 30 seconds, Bob turns around and looks at us.
Oh,
at
it's
this
the first
point,
day of spring.
At this point, he's just staring at us going, guys, are you doing anything? Yes, because we have people waiting out there.
Yeah, we have guests coming up from
this
Haven.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helper. Sharon Clark started this company 10 years ago. You're not going to find a better in-home health care agency than Home Helpers. Whether it's short-term, say it's a surgery or an injury, or long-term health care for your loved ones, they're not going to be any better than Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. I'm telling you what, this woman can be trusted. Her people are all background investigated, all insured, trained, and she handpicks them for each family. I tell you, you can't get any better than this. Home Helpers. Give them a call, 226-8350, or look online, Reading Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Haven Humane.
Well, I'm gonna write a little letter, I'm gonna mail it to my local DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At BET Satellite, we understand you don't want to pay for sports channels when football season's over. You want to drop them when you're done watching and save money. We hear you. Introducing Flex Pack from Dish. Get 50 popular channels for $39.99 a month and drop channel packs whenever to save money or add them for just $10 a month. You can choose from channel packs like locals, news, kids, and sports. We can offer you the best Dish technology and features at better prices than the competition. If you're tired of paying too much money for too little TV, it's time you come in and have a chat with us. Call BT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Experience the best service, technology, and flexibility you've been waiting for. Only with Dish and BT Satellite, your local authorized Dish retailer. Again, that's 241-3474.
Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Taxes and surcharges not included. Offer ends 4/5/17. Restrictions apply.
The original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center starts this Friday. Ideas on landscaping, home improvements and repairs, roofing and gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, cabinetry, appliances, pool, spa, barbecues, decking, fencing, pest control, weatherproofing, and more. Planting a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts this Friday through Sunday. For information, go online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's the first day of spring here on the 20th of March, 2017. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction with Ted Leidy.
He's gotten a lot of airtime. Are you kidding?
Well, you know it is, but you know it's for different things. He's got the most complete CCW training you're going to find in California. Not only does he teach up in Northern California, his people teach down into Central California. Excuse me. Also, there, every one of his people are in NRA trained, and they go through continuing education classes. Like I said, you're not going to find a better CCW class. He also has advanced courses. April 30th, which I think the advanced pistol was sold out, but you can still get tactical rifle classes right now where you can learn how to use your M4 and use it correctly. That's also April 30th. Go to readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our show, and we're very excited about having our guest this morning from Haven Humane. We have And their names are covered up, but
no,
I know them
Diana
by heart.
Diana Werner and Lisa Cunningham.
There we go. Lisa Cunningham and Diana Werner. Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Or ladies. We're always girls at heart. But we're very excited because you've got an event coming up here, the Doggy Dash Run Walk, Saturday, March 25th. Can you give us some details?
Absolutely. So on Saturday, this Saturday, at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay, we have our annual Doggy Dash 5K and 10K, and it's a run walk, so everyone's invited. And it is the only dog-friendly run in the North State.
Really? So that means you, when they say dog-friendly, I mean, for people, what does that mean? You can stroll your dogs, you can bring walk your dogs, you can run your dogs.
Yes, all of the above. You can bring your dog on leash.
We do have on our registration site some particulars about bringing your dog. So we want people to come out, enjoy the exercise, the time with their pets, and support Haven Humane.
And dogs will be happy because then they can visit. And they're social creatures, aren't they?
They are. They are.
Definitely. Well, you have some great news. Besides that, we want to get more people signed up. You've got a nice number so far as people signing up. But if somebody somehow forgets, how do they, again, get to the registration information?
Well, you go to havenhumane.org and you hit on the homepage, or it comes up on the banner, and then you'll see the Doggy Dash logo, and you click on there and you can sign up. And signups go through the end of Wednesday, and then after that you can still sign up. There's a late registration fee, and you can also sign up Saturday morning. So if you get up in the morning, feel like you need to run, come on out. And you don't, and it's,
if you're there at 8 o'clock, you can sign up, you
know, absolutely,
and get there, you know, between 8 and 8:45.
Yeah, and it starts at 9:15.
There you go.
And one more thing, it is certified, U.S. track and field certified. So for runners who want to have their time certified, you know, our distances are measured accurately, and you know, it's accepted as a record for them. So that
I've never heard that. You know, we have a lot of people come through with different kinds of 5Ks and runs, and I've never heard anybody bring that that information. And that's very interesting. I guess if somebody's trying to do this, this is how many miles I've run before they do a marathon. Is that something?
Yeah, they want to have their performance recorded so that they can be nationally ranked, or just for their own you know, performance record that they keep for themselves.
And make sure you bring bags while you're running.
Doggy poop.
That's correct.
And we also have that some there that we provide
for
them.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Do you have like a doggy pooper scooper that goes around?
Oh, God.
Yeah, straight from Disneyland.
Like
straight
at the fair, at the rodeo, we always love that.
We have a team of kids that come around with it. Okay.
Yeah, that would be me.
That would be you.
Absolutely.
There you go. You know what? Hey, you're the you know, you're the director.
You guys are getting a lot of buzz with you know, you're moving so forward in a positive direction with Haven Humane.
We really are.
Great article in the Searchlight Sunday, and we had you on last week about the Basel free for a day adoption, and you've got the numbers.
Yeah, and it was the Empty the Shelter event, sponsored by the Basel Pet Foundation, and drum roll.
Wait a minute.
There you go.
Carol rings the bell for these special occasions.
We adopted out on Saturday 36 dogs and 21 cats.
Yay.
It was awesome. We had a crowd there, a line before the doors even opened.
Gosh.
It was very exciting.
Well, Friday morning we had Pet of the Week, and we knew that that dog, what was her
name? Willow.
Willow. Good for you. Was going to go. She said there's going to be already a line. So we were really excited when we heard that information, and so great and grateful. And I know our listeners are so grateful for the Bissell family, and that 36 dogs and 21 cats were placed in homes. That's amazing.
Yes, in one day. So that was awesome.
Day. Well, it's too bad you can't give one of those every week.
Yeah. Well.
Well, you know what? That's the thing is, if when you have that many people line up, and there were photos in the paper of people taking dogs and their kitties home, it's great. You know what? Because that's, it gets you all another step closer to being a, and even though that this is, you have, it's, the word doesn't necessarily, you know, it becomes a no-kill facility. Y'all become a no-kill facility.
Here right.
In
and then our
2021
is our goal. If not
sooner.
Absolutely. Right. And that's, you know, we just want to thank all of our sponsors and our supporters and our donors out there because, you know, every penny that we raise is going to help us get closer to that North State with no more homeless pets.
There you go. Okay, there's a lot of things going on this year, but this big doggy dash here is going to be one of the things.
March 25th, that's this Saturday.
That's right.
Wow.
It's registration from 8 to 8:45, start time's 9:15. 5Ks 20, 10Ks 30, 10 and under free. You can bring your animal there. It's a pet-friendly, one of the only ones, if not the only one.
You can bring your dog.
You can bring your dog, probably not your cat.
No.
or your donkey or anything like that. But it's your dog that can run alongside you. They've got for this run. And they've had it before. It's a huge success. They've got well over 50 runners now, so there's still lots of time. And by the way, it's going to be cool Yeah. I mean, the weather's going to be cool. You're not going to have to worry so much about getting, getting overheated with you or
right.
your
or
dog.
Or for the pet, yeah.
And,
so,
pet. Yeah. And plus, you're going to have people there, too. If, you know, they're going to be watching. If you go by and it's too much for the pet, you just, you know.
So what is the cost to do the event?
$20 for the 5K.
Yeah, so it's asking about the, yeah. Your fees. You got a fee. You got a price there
right,
of your fees.
Yeah, it's $20 for 5K right. and $30 for 10K.
Right. Just to,
but it's
you know.
$20 for the 5K and $30 okay. for mm-hmm. the 10K.
And okay. children 10 and under run free.
Okay, that's great.
And it's $5 more if it's after Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
Just want to make sure that, if people are coming in and out of the room, they're hearing these numbers again.
Use a six. Bring your leash. It's got to be 6 feet or shorter. Mm-hmm. And current ID for your dog. Not for you.
Any closing thoughts here before we take a break? Anything more? And some congratulations on everything going on with Haven Humane. But again, this Saturday, closing thoughts. You have any last minute information to bring to this portion of the show?
Just check our website for more upcoming events. We've got a lot going on this year, and we want to be involved with our community and have them involved with us. And we enjoy their support very much.
For more questions, 241-5262.
Absolutely.
There you go. Oh, by the way, if you've got a dog that doesn't get along well with other dogs, may not be the place to bring them this weekend. May not be the place to bring them. So.
You don't want to be running and have leashes tangled, like with dogs.
That's right.
But anyways, we don't want to think about that. Happy day, peaceful peaceful animals, and all that good stuff. So thank you so much, everybody, for this portion of the show and for our sponsors as well. Again, it's the Doggy Dash 5K and 10K Run Walk. Mm-hmm. This weekend. And thanks, ladies.
And
thank you so
congratulations
much.
Congratulations on your big pet giveaway with the Bissell Foundation on Saturday.
And thank you to everyone that came out and adopted
the
dog.
It is. Cat. It's super. Anyway. Okay. Lisa Cunningham and Diane. You think I would get it.
I know. Now. It's been a couple years now.
I know.
Thank you. Herner. He still calls me other names.
Herner. Diane Herner.
Mark will love that one.
I was going on Holloway. I was going to go this. By the way, that was really a nice event that you hosted as a thank you from Haven Humane.
It's your beautiful home.
Ooh.
That quarter till, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Sitting on a fence. Ain't got enough dough to pay the rent.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook, at OrchardNutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Racist, hate monger, Nazi, homophobic, Islamophobic. These are words purposely designed to control what you believe. Our progressive society no longer has the ability to debate using logic and reason, so they stoop to rhetoric to manipulate you. Simply put, rhetoric creates a story that will emotionally touch your heart and cause you to respond by feelings, not reason. Only by trusting in God and His Word will you be assured you will not be deceived. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 54 degrees, and here we are. You know what happens?
Why the solemn voice?
What happens for our listeners on this Monday morning? And this, you know, unless you have that name written right in front of you in bold print, if you see them all the time, you go to their homes, you know who they are. It just scrambles sometimes, and you know, you should have like a big black felt. Blackboard up there that said the names in print.
I wanted to say Herger, and that's not her name. Her name's Herner. But when I started off with it, I said that's not her name, and then I just. At that point.
And you know, didn't write it down. And so, of course, it's like calling your, you know, your sister some another name than it really is. Anyway, this person, welcome back. And this is live radio, right? You know, we fly by our seat of our pants. We've got things on. But anyway.
It's Monday.
Good morning, everybody. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Court and Eureka. We just really want to talk about how wonderful this gym is. It's a club, really. It's Wellgate Sports Club. And hop in there for – in fact, I ran into a friend the other day that goes there and just talked about how much
– there.
A lot.
7 days
like,
a week.
Yeah, and takes a lot of classes and said to me without – you know, it was just this particular friend's – again, I'll use the word testimonial about he loves the way that the club is run and how clean it is and sometimes he'll just split days and do two classes in a day, but morning and night. But anyway, also inside of sports, the Wellgate Sports Club is the Boheme Spa. So you can actually go from the gym, take a swim class, do a class, get on the floor, go through, you know, take a sauna and that kind of thing, and then go in and have your nails done or a facial or a massage. And as we know, as we start to go through this portion of our life with spring, we've been through the winter blues, been through a lot of rain, a lot of sickness. For many people who have gone through this, now we're going through the spring stuff, is that part of the triad or the four pillars of health is to make sure that you do rest. And massage is a very important part of that, taking care of your body and your skin is the biggest organ in your – Carl's over there laughing, but it's the truth. So I'm sorry. But I say these things, but, you know, we always get so busy. I'm just saying it's time to really focus on those things. So go head on over to Wellgate Sports Club. Yeah, that was a long read, but I mean it. So there. Just like you're going on Northern California Firearms after doing a 15-minute thing on turkeys. See, because you're passionate about it.
You know what? Here you go. You did it. You did it.
Hey, Carl, breakfast is on me. We'll just hand the show over and leave.
You want to talk about what's going on in headlines?
Yeah, I'm
going
to talk about this. I heard, and Bob jumped into it too. We talk about people's intolerance and, you know, all those conservatives, those right-wing neo-Nazis, right? Well, everything you're reading about now is like, okay, this one reporter from this magazine in New York put a Make America Great Again hat on and walked around New York. Wow. You should have heard the things people were saying to him. A woman with kids was cursing him.
Really?
I mean, oh, yeah, people were just saying, oh, you know, because the Trump. And then another one walked into a bar in New York, and people were yelling at him. The bartender refused to serve him after he ordered a jalapeno margarita and said it wouldn't serve him and told him to leave. And so he's suing the bar. Good. I am glad you are. I hope you take all their money. Because, see this. And then Tim Allen. You know who Tim Allen is.
Yeah.
You know,
comedian?
He did Tool Time for a long time. And now
comedian.
He's got another one, another show.
Galaxy Quest, which is
in Galaxy
one of
Quest. And he's,
yeah, it
and
was.
He's got another TV show. And he's a conservative. And even the TV show is conservative, type. You know, it's a comedy and all this. But he said that being in Hollywood now is like being in Germany in the 30s if you're a conservative, because they are going after people. Now, you're not going to work. There are things they're saying. You don't get invited to things. And then Jimmy, by the way, welcome, Jimmy. I'm glad you're back in town here. And Jimmy works out of town, but he's with us now. He said he was surprised to hear Matthew McConaughey and Nicole Kidman say, Trump is our president, accept it and move forward. Yes, they did say that. There's many that have said that. But you still have this, you know, this hatred for Trump that's out there, and for people that voted for Trump. I mean, the things that people say is just remarkable. But where, you know, around here, you can wear a Make America Great hat, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
You could wear an Obama hat, nothing's going to happen. Nobody's going to say anything to you.
Yeah.
Or a Bernie hat or any of those. Nobody's going to say anything to you. But you get in some of these rabid cities that they're just crazy.
Yeah.
And you know, and God forbid that you say something to, like, if you supported Trump's immigration policy, a professor at a university on the East Coast is getting fired because of that. Because of what he said. He said the immigration policy. Here's the immigration policy. We have one. People just coming across the border, it's illegal. It's illegal. What makes a nation? What are the two things that define a nation? I mean, two easy things, a common language and a border. And when you let people just flow into your country without assimilating, without learning the language, without becoming an American, a United States citizen, and buying into the process, then it is no longer immigration. Now it is settlement. Now it's migration. Where people come in. Look at what's happening in Europe. You can laugh and you can say, oh no, that's not happening. Yes, it is. It's happening. And the thing is if we've got immigration laws. We have them. And now because Trump wants to enforce them, he is a bad guy? I don't understand this. I'm not talking about the bans and these, though that needs to be looked at. Why not be able to have a slowdown here and let's take a look at who's coming into our country? My gosh. But no. You know, that, oh, he's vilified. He's going to be impeached. For what? For what? And I tell you this, if President Obama had made the same kind of laws about slowing people down from those six nations and looking at them for 180 days, which he did, by the way, at one time, slowed it down, as did Carter, and then hold back on Syria until we can look at him. I bet you, if President Obama had done that, there would have been no outcry, and there wouldn't have been the lawsuits. I bet you.
Well, the thing is that you can criticize Trump without being called a racist.
Mm.
That's true.
And if you support him,
that's true.
You're called a xenophobic racist. If you say, well, he's got a right to do that. Oh, you voted for him? You're a xenophobic, racist, homophobe. Really? And then if you've disagreed with Obama before, you're automatically, the people are calling you, oh, you're just because you're racist. It's your white privilege that's gotten in your way. Why? Because I disagree with what he's doing in the Middle East that makes me a racist? You know? And they wonder how he won. I'll tell you exactly how he won. It was things like that. Things like that. People never said a word. Just didn't say anything. They just went out and voted.
That's right.
So.
That's right. And there is a huge population in Hollywood, I'm sure. And they're meeting down in the basements on certain nights of the week where they can, you know, be brethren, but they have to do it under cloak. And we do know friends, believe it or not, Carl, when you and I first met, that were associated with the show that we did, the Golden Boot Awards.
Yes.
And they remember somebody from that organization called us and said, you know, we have to just meet. You know, we conservatives have to meet, you know, we have a group of them.
That's
they're
right.
Producers or actors or directors.
Who's your director?
But we
there?
Have to, we can't be, and this was 8 years ago, 10 years ago.
This was 10 years ago. Yeah, well, 11 years ago now, but it was like that back then, but it must be even worse now.
Can you imagine now?
Okay,
Tom.
Okay.
Okay, so Tom Brady, remember Jersey Gate?
Yeah.
Tom Brady's missing jersey from Super Bowl
51.
Yeah. 51. This is Roman numerals. It's an 50. L. I had to think about it. There weren't 51. Tens. Usually 50. I always think about the tens, the X's. L1 has been 51. Found. The NFL, I was like, for a minute. And I had to pull up that one. How many Roman numerals today do you really see, except for maybe on some older buildings? But, of course, a Super Bowl, they've done that. I think it's cool. Anyway, along with the jersey.
You've only got like a minute left. You want to finish this now?
Going to
or
Super
wait?
Bowl 2. Okay, the NFL said an investigation, the FBI, security, and Texas law enforcement officials discussed. Covered the jersey in the possession of a credentiated member of the international media. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo announced that the game-won jersey, which was valued at approximately $500,000, was traced to Mexico.
One of the credentialed news people went in there and stole it, not realizing it was going to be that big a thing. It's worth $500,000, that jersey.
Right.
Wow. How can it be worth that much?
Well, because it's, you know,
so it's much. There's been 51 of them.
Sports memorabilia is one of the hugest.
I guess it could be. This is the jersey that Tom wore. We got to run. We'll be right back after these messages, after the news. We've got a lot more here. And we're going to discuss what the odds are of me getting a turkey this year.
And the news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
I have been authorized by the Department of Justice to confirm that the FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election.
FBI Director James Comey saying that includes
investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts.
Comey adding,
because it is an open, ongoing investigation and is classified, I cannot say more about what we are doing and whose conduct we are examining.
Comey promising a classified briefing. Across the Capitol, the opening of confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch, and our Linda Kenyon is covering that live.
Wally, the conservative judge from Colorado, is the nominee to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia, whose seat on the nation's highest court has been vacant for 13 months. The confirmation hearing for Judge Neil Gorsuch begins with 10-minute opening statements from each member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Afterward, Judge Gorsuch will deliver his opening remarks. Today is just day one of what is expected to be up to 4 days of hearings. After today comes extensive Q&A with the nominee, followed by days of witness testimony. The goal for members of the Judiciary Committee is to try to call information about how Gorsuch will rule on several issues, including abortion and campaign finance reform. The goal of the judge will be to convey whether he has the judicial temperament to serve on the nation's highest court. I'm Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill. Now with more news, here's Bob Agnew in Washington.
Britain's government says that on March 29th it will trigger Article 50, signaling Britain's exit from the European Union. Brexit Secretary David Davis says the country is, quote, on the threshold of the most important negotiation for a generation. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Fellow Americans, the time is now to protect your retirement accounts with physical gold. If you currently have a 401k, IRA, or other type of retirement account, then listen closely to this special announcement from GSI Exchange. The current political climate is creating more gridlock, uncertainty, and instability for global markets and the continued slow death of the U.S. dollar. Call GSI Exchange now at 800-909-1394 to receive our new special edition Gold and Silver Investment Guide. Learn how converting your IRA and 401k to physical gold can help you save your retirement and put you in control of your future instead of the banks. GSI is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange now at 800-909-1394. Find out how you can get $1,500 in free gold or silver delivered directly to your home with your qualified transfer. Call 800-909-1394. 800-909-1394.
Advocates for the disabled, elderly, and chronically ill in New York are concerned now that the state's move to a $15 per hour minimum wage could deepen a shortage of home health aides. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
Over 180,000 Medicaid patients in New York are authorized to receive long-term in-home care, but there are increasingly too few aides to go around, especially in the state's remote rural areas. It's a national problem that advocates say could get worse when the state's $15 minimum wage goes statewide by 2021. It could potentially push low-paid health aides into other jobs in retail or fast food that don't require hours of training or the pressure of keeping another person alive. Jeremy House reporting.
U.S. stocks opened slightly lower, led by losses in banks, after Britain announced it will formally trigger the process of leaving the European Union March 29th. Markets are trying to move into positive territory across the board. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump has chosen the husband of White House counselor Kellyanne Conway to head the civil division of the Justice Department.
The Wall Street Journal says President Trump has selected George Conway to head that office. That's responsible for defending the administration's proposed travel ban and defending lawsuits filed against the administration. Conway is a partner at the New York law firm of Wachtell, Lipton, Rosen, and Katz. The law firm's website says Conway has extensive litigation experience. The firm also says Conway has dealt with cases involving securities, mergers and acquisitions, contracts, and antitrust issues.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The people of Norway have been declared the happiest people in the world, and they're happy about that. The World Happiness Report out today. It says despite the plummeting price of oil, which is a key factor in Norway's economy, the country has what it calls a feeling of community and the belief that it's the human things that matter. More on these stories from Town Hall.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is the first day of spring, March the 20th, 2017. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, and just you can either just write and you come up as anonymous, or you can join and just give them an email address, and you can hop in and have your name and all your little signs and everything. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here, and Linda, what's it look like for weather for the rest of the week? I know one thing. It's going to be a soggy week.
Soggy. It's a good one. Currently 54 degrees. Everyone, tonight our lows will be 64. Rain likely today. Scattered showers before 11. Mostly cloudy with a high again near 64. Light variable wind becoming south around 6 to 11 miles per hour this morning. And tomorrow it calls for 100% chance of showers with the highs of 62 and our lows of 47. Again, Wednesday calls for showers again as we go. We think on Thursday we possibly break up with some sun, with our highs near 63. So it'll be sunny day with still in the low 60s and around lows 47 on 37. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Every time we talk about our weather in the morning show, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning on this Monday. What's happening with the Patriot meeting tonight?
Well, tonight we have a very special guest. Did you know that 242 years ago today was the day that Patrick Henry gave his famous speech in St. John's Church in Richmond, Virginia. So we are going to...
Give me
to,
liberty or give me death.
Yes, it's the most famous speech in the world. And did you know why he was advocating that? It was because he wanted to build a militia for each one of the colonies. And at that time, that was considered treason.
Well,
that was what it was all about. He wanted to be prepared because he, and this was in 1775.
And they knew. They knew it was coming. They were pushing.
So he knew
those
it was
radicals.
Coming, and he wanted to be prepared. And so that was when why he gave his famous speech. So we are going to have Patrick Henry tonight.
Mm. Wow, that's going to be fantastic.
And it will be fantastic. And also, I wanted to let people know that those who are interested in getting involved with Jefferson, we also have our meeting at 5:30 at 3276 Bocelli Lane. We're inviting anybody who's interested in finding out what's going on with Jefferson to come at 5:30, and then our regular meeting starts at 6.
I'd like to mention to people that when they see all the things that are going on in California and becoming a sanctuary state and all these things, that and no matter how good our two representatives are, there's two, count them, two. And the chances of this changing in the next decade, I think, are pretty nil.
Yeah.
So you've got two choices. You take them to court to get more representation, or you make your own state. So if you're trying to figure out which way to go, it's probably not going to hurt you if you go on down to listen to the State of Jefferson people.
That's right. We have a plan, and we're working our plan.
There you go. And it doesn't hurt to listen.
All right. 6 o'clock for the regular Tea Party meeting and 5:30 for the Jefferson meeting.
All right. Hey, would you say that the gentleman, Patrick Henry, was, and when he gave that speech, was he a rabid pre-constitutionalist?
Well, this was before the Constitution
That's what
was
I mean.
Written.
That he was a pre-constitutionalist.
He was a pre-constitutionalist, yes.
Okay.
And actually, he did not go along with what was written in the Constitution until after they had written the Bill of Rights. He would not sign on to it. He wanted that Bill of Rights to be written.
Well, we needed it. All right.
Yep, okay. We did. And he saw that, too.
It's
he
amazing.
He was very foresightful.
It's amazing what they were, you know, when they were... What they wrote for so long ago is so effective today, or could be. Anyway, thanks, Allie.
Thank you very much.
Good stuff.
You bet.
Have
it
a great week.
Stuff.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm just going to get into some statistics here. The odds of the Browns winning the Super Bowl, 300-1. Odds of winning a lotto, 45 million to 1. The odds of being hit by lightning, 600,000 to 1. So tried to take to calculate the chances of Carl getting a turkey just to put his accomplishment in perspective. The odds of him taking a turkey not from the supermarket were somewhere between the odds of being hit by a banana falling from a tree. First of all, they're not in trees. They're in bushes. And a lightning strike.
Oh, somebody really went
I find out. It ironic that we discover the significant news on the first day of spring. Now we can move on. We should all mark this day on our calendar as the first day of a new beginning.
Can you feel the love?
Can I feel the love there?
Somebody really went away. Hey,
You know what? You know what? It must be.
You love it.
Do you have a job? Well,
anytime that they can, like, they can pull the hairs on your leg, they're going to love it. Yeah, that's a girl thing. Anyway, I love this because you've been reading a lot about this. Duke lost to South Carolina.
Okay, wait.
Because
they were
too easy to hate.
Okay, now we're talking about, you know, first of all, I don't watch basketball, but I do know about the fabulous four, the Sweet 16, and everybody gets into the playoffs. And they've been talking about, you know, like Villanova. Oh, hey, here comes Villanova. Well, Villanova lost, I think, to Wisconsin.
These are basketball.
Yeah, these
college.
Are basketball college. Everybody is. Oh, you got to get into the different, you know, brackets and all this. Well, Duke was rated up there like number two or number three, and they should have just rolled into it. Well, not so fast. They walked into the South Carolina Gamecocks, who took them down. And you should have seen the social media afterwards. It was hilarious. Things that were being said about Duke. And, you know, I mean, and the fans. Fans are crying. And, I mean, well, you know, hey, you know, sports means a lot to some people, I guess. Anyway, they're crying, and then all the comments were being made are just hilarious. If you get a chance, go check out memes and Duke basketball. Now, why do they say they won because or they lost because they're so easy to
because
hate?
Because they were so they easy were to too hate? Easy to hate. I don't know. It's one of the best teams in the tournament, if not the best. And when the fans look back in 2017, the months and years to come, they'll remember it as a little more than a missed opportunity. But Duke is a problem. One was especially amped up this year because of Grayson Allen's ongoing antics. In many ways, it was the reason its season came to screeching halt on last night. They just said they were just too easy to hate. Dukes are unapologetic, rich kids, college basketball, an image many fans own, and they're in routinely among the best teams anyway. Only fuse the fire against them. Anyway, that kind of thing. So,
well, then you had Vanderbilt, I guess, lost in the last second because one of their players did an intentional foul for no reason. He forgot where it was. He got confused, and so he grabbed the other player. The other player sunk the two shots, and Vanderbilt lost.
Well, that's a biggie.
So, yeah. Well, you know, that's basketball. They're going to get crazier and crazier until they get down to the final two. Anyway, a lot of other things going on. We're going to take a quick break. We've got open lines now. So if you've got some things you want to talk about, people are listening to right now. Trey Gowdy is questioning Director Comey. And I would like to hear what's going on with that. Of course, we can't do that while we're on the air. We can try and follow as best we can on updates as we go. But if you've got – somebody said Trey Gowdy is questioning Director Comey. This is the way all questioning should take place. And so I don't know exactly what that means. So hopefully somebody will call in and talk about that a little bit. But we're going to take a quick break right now. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. And they right now are giving away $200 to a customer, a $200 gift card. For the first 20 callers that call 241-3474 or 241-DISH, you'll get a $200 gift card, but you have to use the promo code BTS200. Savings to veterans, savings to veterans' families, savings to widows. You have a lot of different things that B&T Satellites offer, including a $39.99 package for DISH Satellite, B&T DISH Satellite. Again, don't call the 800 number. Call a veteran-owned business right here in town, Doug Tooley, 241-3474, 241-DISH. We'll be right back with Terry right after these questions, right after these messages.
Shasta County Grand Jury is now accepting applications. The grand jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities around. Applications are now being accepted. To apply and get details, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? Apply now.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, this is Janet with Pirate Secret Essential Oils. Our essential oil DeThief has helped ease or eliminate the itch and pain of mosquito bites, bee stings, fungal infections, athlete's foot, cold sores, canker sores, cuts and abrasions, tattoos, smelly shoes, acne, skin rashes, shaving bumps, beard dandruff, and helps defend against cold and flu symptoms. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico Arcata and Weed. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
Tarzan, the live musical adventure is coming to the Cascade Theatre stage.
Don't miss this unforgettable theatrical experience with high-flying excitement and heart-pumping music by rock legend Phil Collins. Tarzan swings into the Cascade Theatre March 31st through April 9th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Box Office 243-8877 or cascadetheatre.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
And now, back to our show.
Free on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It is the first day of spring. March 20th, 2017, 54 degrees, going up to 64 today. Rain coming on this evening, tomorrow, Wednesday, clearing up a little bit Thursday. Raining again Friday and Saturday, maybe a little bit Sunday. All of this weather report, all the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in the whole city is Four Winds Jewelry, with a watch repairman that can fix anything out there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great people doing just fantastic amount of jewelry. Great selection. Really good people there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
I have a bag of fix-it, so I need to get in there.
Yeah. Hey, shooting over the weekend right here in Reading. And we'll get to Terry in a second. Some guy was out on Oak. I think it was Oak Run or something. Not Oak Run. One of the suburbs out here. Tried to kick in a back door, and the people were calling police. And when the police report, you know, came over to that place, then he got another report that he was kicking in another door at another house, and shots fired. Turns out he tried to kick in the front door of a off-duty California Highway Patrolman.
Picked the wrong house.
Came in, Highway Patrolman shot him, held him at gunpoint. Until the rest of the cops came, he died. The person breaking in the house died later in the hospital, it appears. You know, you break into people's houses around Shasta County, you're going to kind of probably maybe run into something like this.
And warm thought, hopeful thoughts go out to the deputy who was injured in a traffic accident.
And we had a deputy get hit.
Get hit
head on by a guy in a drunk driver.
Yeah.
And while he was coming to another accident, this guy comes across the center line and hits him, and Shasta Sheriff's deputy.
So best wishes for a speedy recovery.
And the last thing is, a 4-year-old gets shot down in Southern California because somebody in the next door was cleaning a .22 rifle. Somehow was cleaning a .22 rifle with it loaded.
Oh my God!
Pulls the trigger. Goes off, goes through the fence, and hits the kid. The kid was treated and released. It wasn't, you know, wasn't a death shot. But here's, again, people not taking care of weapons.
Where's that weapon?
I mean, geez. You know, the first thing you tell everybody is make sure that, one, is that the weapon is empty and there's no ammo in the room. Get this. Yeah. In the room when you're working or outside. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. Thanks for waiting. Terry, you're on.
Okay, let me try.
Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
Just wanted to give some clarification. This coming Sunday, as we always do on Jefferson State of Mind, and by the way, that's M-I-N-E, meaning mine.
Right.
We are going to have a discussion on the court case and where we're at, but I just wanted to give you a quick, very quick synopsis.
Sure.
Jefferson is a possible remedy for the harm that we've had with lack of representation. But the court case itself is Citizens for Fair Representation. That's what it will be filed under.
Okay.
The remedy of Jefferson is not a remedy that the court could rule on. Now, of course, we know we have one senator for every million people, which is 300 times worse than anybody else. So the representation issue we believe, and the four attorneys we have working do believe, that this will be something that will be rectified, with California having to come to the table with us to find a remedy. Jefferson, of course, is a remedy we're looking at, because we don't believe that the senators will be divided up by counties. We also don't believe that if we look at the appropriate counties, with Alpine County having 1,200 people, that they would give us an assemblyman for every 1,200 people. That would be about 16,000 assemblymen, and it would also be their staff. So without going into that too much, we will have a very good discussion on this, answer questions. That will be Sunday morning at 9 a.m., 1460 a.m., when Carpenter and I will answer questions, and we will have a more detailed position on that. But it's just important to know that they are two separate issues, but one is the possible and the remedy most people want, and that's Jefferson.
Okay. Well, let's hope that something comes here that's going to be of help to us, because it's not getting any better.
Well, you know, when you call Brian Daly and he's at home during session fixing a pipe, you know, I mean, the whole thing is that you're right, Carl. The rule of law has been thrown out in California. Initiative number 16-0001, the initiative to separate California from the United States, is a whole other issue. We'll also discuss a little bit of that. But I think it's important for people to know that the rule of law in California, as they know, with the sanctuary cities and the sanctuary counties and the sanctuary state, has been thrown out the window.
Yep. As far, you know what? And the thing about it is when you start talking sanctuary cities, I know you probably got something to do, but hang on. When you start talking sanctuary cities, you got to look at the impact it has on people that are up here. When they say you cannot, you know, you can't report or work with federal agencies. I mean, when you say something like that, you're just asking for trouble for somebody like Trump. Oh, you don't want to work with my federal agencies, and you don't work with any of the federal agencies. And then what kind of impact does that have on people in Shasta County? Can he direct certain funds to come to people that disagree? Like, oh, hey, by the way, Northern California, by the way, though, is going to get $1 billion in traffic, you know, or, you know, infrastructure stuff. You know, I mean, so this whole thing is just, they're asking for trouble on this.
Well, as Tom had said, on your program when he and I were talking, what they're doing is they're forcing our sheriffs to break federal law, because the jurisdiction for immigration falls underneath the federal government, not to the state.
Right.
The state's argument is that of saying that this is a safety issue, and I want to touch on that real briefly, this is a safety issue and not an immigration issue. However, according to Ted Gaines' office, when this goes through the assembly, which it will, it will create 20,000 illegal immigrants in Orange County and Los Angeles County alone that have felony records.
Yeah.
So how does that make us safer? So there's a lot of issues going on, and I think that Shasta County, like many other counties, were put into this bag because of the catch-and-release situation, which is, again, something that our sheriff and our police can't control. That's something that's been done to us by the state. So if anybody has any ideas on how else we get out of this, other than a new state, I'd like to hear them. But you know,
and you've had that offer. You've had that offer out. You know, and the thing is that everybody's at a point. Maybe we need the state to fall totally into bankruptcy, and you know, have it come apart like that. As much as I'd hate to see that happen, but you know, something's got to change. Okay,
well,
Terry.
It already has.
Well,
it already is very close.
Well,
they're
close.
I mean, there's
to
no
it.
Question about it. As is the city of Reading. There's no doubt. We have about a year. I mean, those aren't my statistics. Check the LAO, the state of California, check the federal government. It just is what it is. Preparing ourselves, and the best chance we have for our kids and grandkids is the
state of
Jefferson.
The
new state.
Right.
It's the best chance we have.
All right, Terry, thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Terry.
You know, it is. I mean, we're in this thing now, and then we've just got – California's got a huge problem. Right now, California's got a huge problem, and that problem is rolling at us, and it's rolling downhill quick. And with the unfunded liabilities, when the fact is with CalPERS, if they drop that interest rate again, it's already taken another million. They drop that interest; they're saying that interest that's coming in through CalPERS, they dropped it down to 6%. If it drops down to 5.5, that's another million plus out of our general budget. at least that much. And so, I mean, you know, this could get terribly bad. And then that's not even mentioning the pilot program, which is in court right now. And if it's found to be as that was an illegal tax, that's $6 million out of our budget. Now, from what I understand, that there could be a hold put on it until it gives the people a chance to vote. And I think people would vote and say, hey, look, we'll just, you know, yes, keep it the way it is. Yes, we understand it's a tax. And they vote for that to happen. But still, it's something else that can hammer us. Okay, let's take a break. And I know you're looking up at something.
Well, we're going to do a little tribute when we come back in the next break of a rock and roll pioneer legend. But before that, this portion of the show is brought to you by
our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Over 20 years, Martin and his people have been in this business. 25 years at this point, I should say. When I say over 20, it's been 25 years. That Martin and his people have been doing this, that they have the finest track record. They're voted best in the North State, finest track record for taking care of customers. Any type of heating and cooling system they can do, any type. Warranties, guarantees. They put in a hot water system for us that's worked perfectly ever since then. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At BET Satellite, we understand you don't want to pay for sports channels when football season's over. You want to drop them when you're done watching and save money. We hear you. Introducing Flex Pack from Dish. Get 50 popular channels for $39.99 a month and drop channel packs whenever to save money or add them for just $10 a month. You can choose from channel packs like locals, news, kids, and sports. We can offer you the best Dish technology and features at better prices than the competition. If you're tired of paying too much money for too little TV, it's time you come in and have a chat with us. Call BT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Experience the best service, technology, and flexibility you've been waiting for. Only with Dish and BT Satellite, your local authorized Dish retailer. Again, that's 241-3474.
Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Taxes and surcharges not included. Offer ends 4/5/17. Restrictions apply.
The original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center starts this Friday. Ideas on landscaping, home improvements and repairs, roofing and gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, cabinetry, appliances, pool, spa, barbecues, decking, fencing, pest control, weatherproofing, and more. Planting a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts this Friday through Sunday. For information, go online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Chuck Berry. Rest in peace.
Down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Goode.
Chuck Berry with his indelible guitar licks, brash self-confidence, and memorable songs about cars, girls, and wild dance parties did as much to anyone as anyone to define rock and roll's potential and attitude in its early years, died Saturday at his home in Wentzville, Missouri. He was 90. The St. Charles County Police Department confirmed his death on a Facebook page. The department said that it responded to a medical emergency at the home about 45 miles west of St. Louis and that life-saving measures were unsuccessful. Now, going along while Elvis Presley was rock's first pop star and teenage heartthrob, it was Mr. Berry's master theorist and conceptual genius work and the songwriter who understood what the kids wanted before they knew themselves, with songs like Johnny B. Goode, Roll Over Beethoven. It's
Maybelline.
Well, we got lists to go on. Sweet Little 16, You Can't Catch Me, Promised Land, Too Much Monkey Business, Brown Eyed Handsome Man. Like is it School Day, rock and roll, rock. It just went on. But you know, it's interesting. He spent car theft. This guy had a lot of legal problems in his life.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he took a minor over.
I remember that. Yeah.
Okay.
I remember tax problems.
Then he had drug problems. It's interesting because after reform school of a spree of car thefts and armed robbery, that was just right out of high school, he received a degree in hairdressing and cosmetology and worked for a time as a beautician.
Chuck Berry worked as a beautician and a cosmetologist.
Yeah. And so he, you know, then in the early 50s, he was playing guitar and singing blues, pop standards, and occasional country tune with local combos. Shortly after joining Sir John's Trio, led by pianist Johnny Johnson, he reshaped the group's music and took it over. So this guy was just out there. He was super creative, obviously. He's one who started the two line, the two guitars, where he bent the two guitars and started that twang.
And, of course,
when it came to the British invasion, they were all just mesmerized with this guy.
Well, he was the one that established a lot of what they did of Presley and everybody that followed him after that.
Right. Now, Maybelline was 1955, May 21st.
Do you remember the movie Back to the Future? Yes. When the first time, and then the first movie when Michael Fox starts playing Chuck Berry at the hop, and he finishes up, and he looks around, everybody's just staring at him. They're going, "What is that? What was that?" Remember, he's playing the. Does anybody remember that, Bob? Wave. Okay, you've got to nod your head,
yeah,
Bob. Get out of the computer. Tell me.
Okay, I don't.
I was letting you speak, sir.
Yes.
Without interruption, sir.
Yeah, and I did. I don't remember.
You don't remember. Okay, I'll just go in the other room with Bob and do traffic.
Okay, we'll ask our listeners. We do have a listening audience. Why don't you ask them?
Okay. All right.
What was the question? Do you remember Back to the Future?
Back to the Future.
Okay.
Do you remember that movie?
Yes, I remember.
Sock Hop.
Yes, but I remember that scene.
He starts playing Chuck Berry.
And Chuck Berry's brother calls him and holds up the phone and says, "Hey, listen to this."
Yeah. That's right. So he's listening. So that's supposed, you know, so it gave Chuck Berry the impetus to start this. But it was a great part of that movie. Anyway, moving on. Anyway, Chuck Berry's dead, 90.
Moving along now, we're going to miss him.
Right, no, I'm just going to say
he actually came to Reading some years ago.
Right,
he was not in good shape at the time. I think he only managed to do about a half a dozen songs. You know, he was not in good shape, but he was staying on it as long as he could.
Well, he toured steadily through the 60s, headlining for sharing bills with bands that grew up on his songs. His recording career stalled after he moved from Chess to Mercury Records in 66. He remade some of his old hits and tried to reach the new hippie audience, recording live at the Fillmore Auditorium, the Steve Miller Band, billed as the Steve Miller Blues Band at the time. And he returned to Chess in 1970. He recorded new songs like Tulane and Have Mercy Judge. That Flash's old wit that failed to reach the top 40. In 72, Berry had his biggest hit of his career with My Ding-a-Ling, double entendre novelty song that was included on the album The London Chuck Berry Sessions. And anyway, it was a million seller and Mr. Berry's first and only pop single. It was also his last hit. 73 follow-up Bio was poorly received. Anyway, this guy goes on and on and on. You can go to, actually, this is out of the New York Times. And it just in 2012, he headlined a Cleveland concert in his honor with a genre-spanning bill that included Daryl McDaniels of Run DMC and Merle Haggard, although we told reporters before the show, my singing days have passed. And so from 66 to 2004, Mr. Burry performed once a month at Blueberry Hill, a restaurant in St. Louis, where he appeared regularly until October 24th. Okay. So he still was going out because,
yeah.
But you know, he had, besides the slew of, you know, being, doing jail time and all the kind of things, the guy was genius. And he really created a sound that we would never had. Had he not probably been on this planet. So good and bad. You know, rest in peace,
he had
guy.
Yeah, he had a tough one out there. They're talking about right now the questioning right now of Comey is going on. We're getting comments in our chat room about it, that Comey's not going to name anybody. He's not going to talk about any individual, but we have an assemblyman from – or not assemblyman, but a representative from the, Burbank area, somewhere down there by the name of Schiff, who keeps asking him the same question over and over again, and Comey keeps saying, same answer. He said, I can't answer on this. So – everybody's going to try and make hay out of this thing with Comey and with, of course, Neil Gorsuch and him running or him going up for the Supreme Court hearings today. One of the other things that came out over the weekend, front page news in Reading, is that Shasta County is again up there, got the highest numbers for DUIs and DUI involved deaths. Or drug-induced. Yeah, it could be DUI, being driving under the influence, whether it's alcohol or other drugs. And they're telling, several stories, including one that was killed. This guy was killed head-on in a head-on wreck. And he looks familiar. So I'm thinking, I was wondering if I'd ever met this gentleman. He was killed by somebody that was drunk, hit him head-on. The guy just pled guilty, and I think he was sentenced to jail. For this, as he should be, drunk driving, you're driving, that 70 miles an hour with a ton of vehicle, and you're getting ready, mm-hmm. and you can't, you don't have control of it because you're drunk. But Shasta County is in one of the much higher rates of alcohol or driving while impaired. So it's interesting that, I know that we had a DUI officer assigned, yeah. And we lost that because of funding. And we have these drive checkpoints, and people go, these DUI checkpoints. And they go, oh, no, that's illegal. They shouldn't have to do that, blah, 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 blah. However, you look out and you see the number of wrecks and the number of people killed by people under the influence. You have to ask yourself: if you had an officer, that's all he did, or she did, in their shift, was go out there and find people that are driving under the influence. And these are the people, they park outside. And let's just face it: they park out by say Shameless O'Leary's on Friday night. And think about this: Shameless O'Leary's Friday night, St. Patrick's Day. Now, if you don't think there were cops parked in the highway patrol parked in the various areas around here or sheriffs, you're nutso. Because they know what's going to, people just have a tendency to do this. At the same time, there's probably lots of cabs parked out there so they can get them home. And I know Shameless, they don't want people driving while they're drunk or anything like that. So they make ways for people to be, to get home. Wind River. They announce it all the time. If you, if you've been there all night and you can't drive, they're going to get you home and it's going to be free.
Yeah.
So you've got those types of things. And then, so it's, but we still have the higher number up here in Shasta County.
I would be curious to know as far as other types of impairment, too, not just alcohol.
Well, that's the thing. They told the story of this one lady that was injured badly. Broke her neck. He was under. It was some kind of drugs. It didn't say what kind of drugs, but they did say it was drugs. So the question though is this because we drive long distances out here, and if you're down in you're driving from here to Weaverville, or you're from Weaverville down to here, and you're driving over that windy road, and if you had two or three beers, if you're in a, is that going to maybe your chance of getting wrecked is a lot better.
If you've had two or three beers.
Well, and going down these straight stretches here, the other day I'm driving at 4:45 in the morning.
After no beers.
Going out. And I see cars coming down the road, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, somebody's coming in early for work, or they're just getting home. It's just, you know,
yeah,
Saturday night, Friday night. Yeah. And you're thinking about that when they're coming down the road. And I was looking, you know, because they were following me behind me, the people I was going out with. And I was, you know, I was kind of hoping that, you know.
It crossed your mind.
It crossed my mind. If there's, is there somebody out there? I would just hate to have anything like that
right.
happen.
Head so. On. Oof.
Hey, we got to have a. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. The Marines are in the middle of a firefight in Congress and in the social media world, based on some things that have been happening. And I talked about this the other day, how they're trying to eviscerate the commandant instead of just letting him try to fix it. But this is, the Marines are fighting back now. Individual Marines and groups of Marines are fighting back. So, and it's, so it's a battle right now on Facebook and other social media from, you know, it's an inner Marine fight here. To ones that are doing things and others that are fighting against that, including the commandant making a new social media policy. But we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, veteran-owned, discounts for seniors and veterans, the best place you can ever find to get a haircut, man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back after these messages.
On a morning from a forgot movie, in a country where they turn back time, you go strolling through the crowd like Pete DeLauro contemplating a crime. She comes out of the sun in a silk dress, running like a watercolor in the rain. Don't bother asking for explanation, she'll just tell you that she came in the year of the cat.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Racist, hate monger, Nazi, homophobic, Islamophobic. These are words purposely designed to control what you believe. Our progressive society no longer has the ability to debate using logic and reason, so they stoop to rhetoric to manipulate you. Simply put, rhetoric creates a story that will emotionally touch your heart and cause you to respond by feelings, not reason. Only by trusting in God and His Word will you be assured you will not be deceived. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Summer wind
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl on the Bot. Good morning. The first day of spring, my friends. 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock in our last segment. 54 degrees going up to 64 today with rain coming this week. Probably clear on Thursday, but then again, more rain this weekend. So as Sun Gold says, it's a good time to go out there and throw out your grass seed and your fertilizer and everything else you got going this week. I think that's what we're going to do. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion, 1322 Pine Street, the finest boutique for women in this town. You're not going to find a bad item in there. Guys, go on down there. Get some help. Find the right gift for your loved one. 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. Oh, good morning, everybody. And this next story is one about the Marine Corps. I talked a little bit about it Friday, about this problem they're having on the social media. Some former Marines and maybe even active duty Marines set up a website on Facebook or set up a Facebook secret page. I'm not quite sure how you do that. But it showed the nude photos and more of Marine women, either former Marines or active duty Marine women, nude in that. Well, this broke that this was going on. Well, the Commandant, General Neller, got into it, and then he had to go in front of the Senate and get castigated by people who are never in the service and think that he should know everything that's going on and have an instant answer. Well, he said, hey, look, we're investigating it. So here's what's happened with this. The Marine Corps has come out, and everybody in the Marine Corps is going to sign this little piece of paper that says, look, this is not what we do. This is not what stands for our core values, is doing things like this, embarrassing other people, putting their photos out like this, and it will not be done. And everybody has to see it and sign it. And then they've got an investigation going after names. Now, at the same time, other Marines have gone out and they have found the people who put these photos out like this. And they've been outing them to the Marine Corps, saying, I know this guy and here's who it is. And they're doing it because this is not what the Marine Corps stands for. The Marine Corps and the Army, and the Army's doing this to the Air Force because this is all brand new. Now, here's the hard part. This is the difficult part of this, because it appears that every one of these photos were selfies taken by the young lady or the woman and provided to somebody, either through Instagram or to somebody that they trusted. And so now you've got this thing about kind of revenge porn where they took them themselves or had them taken or involved in it. And they gave it to somebody else who is posting it. So now you've got to get into this thing. If you're a civilian and you post a photo of somebody on Facebook or one of these things, you got a lot of First Amendment things going on with this, a lot of First Amendment stuff. Now, here's your difference. In the military, we don't really care about your First Amendment. You don't have one. You come in here and you do anything that goes against that violates our orders or the good or the morale and the good character of the Marine Corps, you don't have a First Amendment. You gave that up when you joined the Marine Corps or any of the services. So they can go in there and they can say, no, you can't do this. And yeah, we can throw charges against you. Conduct unbecoming. How about that? Now, it's true. We don't put out photos of women or men in compromising positions. It's not what we stand for in the Marine Corps or the military. And people that do it, they've either stopped it or they need to be punished. And if you're on active duty, if you're not on active duty, I don't know. That's it's totally different after that. So, Neller has worked, and they are pushing it, and they are throwing this out there. And by the way, this thing says it's not just of sex. It's of gender, sexual orientation, religious. It covers the whole thing now. So, we'll see what happens after that. See if this is enough to get that the senator from New York off him. All right. Other things that are going on. Bob, what are you talking about right here?
Somebody wanted to know about, somebody thought that the bump music we played back in, which was Year of the Cat by Al Stewart, was in fact Cat Stevens. And no, I I have no inclination to play Mr. Stevens or Yitzhak, whatever his name is now, on the station, you know. Well, he changed his name to something unpronounceable, you know, and he's been, and Cat, the man formerly known as Cat Stevens has called out Americans on several occasions, so I don't play his stuff.
He's become a, what, he's converted to Islam?
Yes, which is okay in and of itself, but he has said, you know, many things about how bad America is. Fine, I won't play his music.
Yeah, okay. We can do that. We can do, we can vote. Now, the
or with her
the International Hotels, IHC, International Hotel Corporation, the ones that have Holiday Inn Express, and, you know, and those, it, the big thing going around right now is that when you try to make a reservation with them, and it says guns are not welcome, are not allowed in our hotels. And so when United States here, and this came out in a magazine. It said he hunts and he was going turkey hunting, and so he spends a week going turkey hunting in this place. And he was, and he's a member of the premier group of the IHC. And so when he sees that, it pops up and says guns are not allowed in our premises. Well, you know, he's a hunter. He goes, guns are not allowed, and so. He calls the company, and they actually call him back because he figures because he's a premier, you know, member. And they said, well, this is for, you know, we're a lot of franchises out there, and a lot of them don't want to have guns. Well, but you're putting it on your national website here.
Yep.
Well, you're supposed to check. So here's what I'm thinking that is. So if you go to a Holiday Inn, what do they call it, the Holiday Inn
Express,
that they don't want you to have guns there. And, I mean, it's – I mean, really? I mean, this is Reading, and they don't want you to have guns. See, I don't think the one here really gives a care because they don't care about it.
Yeah.
But this is a national, or international chain that puts this in their. Come on in, guy. That come, you know, that puts it in their when you make your reservations, pops it up right there.
Yeah.
You know, you need to take a look at this. You know, this, and this is one of those things that you could vote with your feet.
Absolutely.
And just say, or vote with your dollars. Say, fine, if you're going to do this, I'm not going to stay at your hotel.
I won't cross the threshold of Buffalo Wings for that very reason, because they have come out corporately and said that guns are not welcome on their premises. Same with the Starbucks.
Starbucks, too. I don't go to Starbucks anymore. Yeah. They've done other things. They've done other things.
Hey,
but speaking of good guys, Gunner Sergeant Bill Filan's here.
Hey, Bill. How
Get
you
in
doing?
There. Sit down there, Bill.
Well, now,
tell us what's going on. You got the Purple Heart something.
We have Saturday, May 6th. It's going to be the
military annual golf tournament.
Golf tournament. And this is where you guys make your money there. And it helps so many people, helping people with electrical problems and all types of other things here. Tell us. Talk to us, Gunn.
Well, as an aside, I was listening to you on the way in. And this thing in the Marine Corps is kind of upsetting to
It is upsetting
to Marines.
Yeah.
Because you know, if those were in fact selfish, those ladies don't have a lot of leverage.
They don't. But
by the same token, whatever happened to respect and you know, I was raised by a Southern mama and beat to death by a drill instructor.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No,
right.
ma'am. And I would ever. And if someone did that to my daughter, man, it'd be bad.
I know. And see, this is the thing, and this is what Neller says. This is not what we stand for.
Absolutely
this is not.
Not.
What if they were selfies? You know, they didn't give them to somebody. Say, oh, hey, by the way, publish this on the internet. Because people do dumb things.
Well, once you take a picture that may be a nudie or some kind of thing like that with your cell phone, it is for the world to see. I mean, we must know that. Information is out there, whether you have it on your computer or you put it on your phone. Anybody can get it anywhere in the world, and it's done. It's over
still,
in a second.
But still, they didn't have to do that.
No, thank God I'm a Neanderthal. When I get emails, my wife prints them and hands them to me. Here, dummy.
Well, thank God that they didn't have those when you were a kid.
Well,
or
that's
me.
That's true, too.
You know, we probably wouldn't be here right now. Okay, let's talk about
the golf tournament. That's my purpose.
Saturday,
here.
May 6, 2017, four-person scramble. It's going to be at Gold Hills. And there, from this, you can get financial assistance or local veterans and their families, scholarships, local high schools, colleges, and support the VA clinic.
That about sums it up. And if you look a little bit further, you see in 2014, our chapter was, in fact, the nonprofit of the year. We got a $2,500 check, God bless them, from the Chamber of Commerce. And I think that sort of validates what we do, because with that sort of recognition, people can be sure that their charitable dollar actually goes to a charity and not somewhere else.
You know what, too, also, is when people say, who do you suggest we give to? I always say Military Order of the Purple Heart. Because these guys, you know, the money stays here. They give it to people. You know, it's all volunteers. But for $150, at a very reasonable cost, you can sponsor a hole.
That's right.
Anybody can sponsor for $150. Plus, you get cash donations, you get raffle prizes, and oh, you've got other things out there too you can buy too, right?
Yeah, but we actually take a picture of the hole and give it to the
business.
That's
right.
And they get a nice color photo of it.
Yeah.
But another thing too is we are a 501c.
Right. We only got like that much left.
I lost my train of thought.
Okay, we're a 501c, so everything you give is cash deductible.
Yeah, exactly. But for $100, you get 18 holes of golf, half a cart, you get a collared shirt with a Purple Heart logo, and a tri-tip chicken dinner, and you can write it off. So, I mean, you can't lose. You can't lose.
You can win.
Yes, absolutely.
Everybody wins.
Absolutely.
Gunny, we're going to have you on a couple more times before this, but I just wanted to throw this out right now so people can start getting in. Now, give Gunny a call at 339-5449 or call J.T. Thomason at Gold Hills at 246-7867. And we'll take your money and we'll let you play in the foursomes and we'll also let you sponsor holes.
Thank you so much. That sums it up. And God bless. Thank you so much. There's a need now. There really is a need now. The federal government is not holding up their end. And we can't support anybody, but what we can do is help them over a rough spot for,
a short period of time.
And keep them afloat.
Okay.
And thanks again, guys. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Bill.
We'll have you back on several times.
All right.
Hey, everybody. Simplify. Everybody have a great day today. We're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to be having Barry Tippin here. We're going to be talking electric rates and why houses get their, or why families get their electricity turned off and how to prevent that. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Community Talk Radio from the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Interfere in the 2016 presidential election.
Comey telling the House Intelligence Committee that includes any links and possible